Hi, thank you so much for being here. I'm Siobhan Sarna, founder of SIBO SOS, author of Healing SIBO, and a whole bunch of summits like the Liver Gallbladder Rescue Summit, the Lymphatic Rescue Summit. We're working on the Fascia and Chronic Pain Summit coming your way in October. Very excited about that. Co-hosted with Kelly Kennedy. Here's the book. Thank you. And most importantly, you're here. Thank you. Kiran Krishnan is joining me today. He is the co-founder of Microbiome Labs. He is a microbiologist, but in my head, I always call you a microbiomologist because I'm a cornball. And Larissa is with us. Dr. Al Dannenberg is here, one of our favorite biological dentists and an amazing survivor. And we're going to talk about the oral microbiome today. For those of you who aren't familiar with Kiran and his work, but you're like, I'm really interested in the connection because it just seems obvious, like it's a big tube. Kiran is now is co-founder of Microbiome Labs, as in Megaspore. Here's a bottle you might recognize, right? When I first started getting into gut health back in 2016, 17, I was like, I really want to try this probiotic after like tons of research on Dr. Google. Couldn't find a place to buy it. So I had to go to a practitioner's office and get the appointment, and it was, you know, then I found a place online, and I don't know what happened, but it took like 4 weeks to get anyway. When I met Kiran, I was like, dude, help us out. And he did. He helps our community out by allowing you to order it directly from the company with a discount through our patient code, which I'll give you at the end. But in the meanwhile, new product alert, not available in the store yet. But Kiran, take it away. Tell us about the new product coming and then the connection between top and bottom. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll start with the, I like your voguing. It's almost like you look like you're voguing.
Oh, yes.
yeah. We'll start with an explanation of the product, and then we'll go into some connections around the oral microbiome. And Siobhan mentioned Dr. Al Dannenberg is on. If you visit his site, he's got amazing resources and articles on the impact of the oral microbiome on overall health. And then, of course, the gut microbiome on the oral microbiome as well. So as Siobhan mentioned, it's all connected. So what is our goal as a company when it comes to the oral microbiome? It's twofold, right? So one is, how do we reduce people utilizing products that continue to harm and disrupt the oral microbiome? For example, alcohol-based mouthwashes, you know, and all of the variety of gums and mints and all that stuff that has lots of ingredients in there that are not great for the oral microbiome to begin with, but people are using it to try to freshen the mouth and freshen the breath because, of course, you know, something like 94% of people have some degree of gingivitis, which means that at least that many people have oral dysbiosis. And oral dysbiosis is going to lead to noxious smells and odors coming out. And so we become very conscious of that. And we really try to mask those odors by using lots of gums and mints. And you know, I have friends that carry around a little thing of alcohol-based, sprays or mouthwash in their pockets or in the bags and all that, right? And then right after a meal, they do it again. And There's a problem with those approaches, in my view. Number one, you are certainly masking the smell for a period of time, right? Because there's strong mints and other flavoring components in there. You're basically looking for that minty, fresh mouth, which is indicative in people's mind that, oh, my mouth is clean and it doesn't smell. But what you're doing is masking it. And as everybody knows who uses these kind of products, it just goes away, the smell goes away, the minty fresh smell goes away in 15, 20, 30 minutes, and then the normal smell that you don't want shows up. So we had two goals. One is, okay, how do we give people a way of achieving actual freshness in the mouth without that masking of the odor and making it a prolonged effect, right? So we went to this idea of actually removing the smell rather than masking it. And there's a series of two products. I'll talk about both, one of which will be is hitting the US shores this week, and Siobhan will be one of the first people that gets it. And so, you know, we're talking about days before you have access to it. But it's called an enzymatic mouth freshener for a reason. I'll explain why. And it uses a technology called BioFresh. It's a mix of enzymes that are actually designed to break down the odor molecules in the mouth that are produced by bacteria. Right? So these microbes in your mouth are digesting things like the foods that you eat, the sugars and so on, and they're metabolizing things, and they're producing byproducts that actually create the odor. And that's the odor we're trying to mask. But again, unless you break down those byproducts and break them down into small molecules, carbon and so on, you really will continue to have that smell. So the enzymatic mouth freshener is a combination of enzymes and a couple of key botanicals that enhance the function of the enzymes. And the idea is to lower some of the inflammatory response that's going on in the mouth from the production of these byproducts, because that's another side effect of the production of these byproducts, is they increase inflammation in the mouth. And then secondly, it actually metabolizes the odor-causing molecules. So we're not masking the odor, we are actually eliminating the odor, which is critically important. So what you'll experience is it's a lozenge. You pop it in and you suck on it like a normal lozenge, you know, it takes 10 minutes or so to finish it, or less than that. But for the next 4 to 5 hours, your mouth will be completely free of any sort of odor causing molecules. Now, why 4 to 5 hours? Well, bacteria bounce back pretty quickly, right? So as you eliminate all of that odor, you reduce the amount of production of the odor, then within 4 or 5 hours, the microbes start bouncing back and getting a little bit more active and trying to reproduce those compounds again. So then you can use the lozenge again and bring those odor molecules back down and eliminate them, right? So that's the first product in the series of oral care technologies that we're developing. So that's the first one, is reducing the odor, reducing some of the inflammatory response of these, or that these compounds create in the mouth, and providing you a safer alternative to improving mouth freshness, right? Without having to go to things like chewing gums and mints that aren't good for your mouth, and certainly alcohol-based, mouthwashes.
What about those little pieces of plastic we put in there? You know, the little
sticky
things. Yeah, the little Before you get into the second product, I need to do a shout out to Shivam Patel, who is joining us here from Bristol. I'm not sure if Danny is also here or not, but there's a new player in town for oral microbiome testing, and it's called Bristol. And we just did a webinar last week for them. Phenomenal. So interesting. I'll introduce you guys. And, So you can find out the levels of bacteria in your mouth with a home test now, guys and gals. And we have a special price for you as well. And we'll show you the link, and it's really cool. And you even get an appointment for counseling, like coaching for your oral microbiome and hygiene with the kit. It's super cool. So I'll let Clarissa put that in the chat. And by the way, today's is a little bit short. If I seem a little bit rushed, it's because we only have about 25 minutes with Kieran. So Kieran, what's the second product that's coming hot?
Yeah. So the second one will be here before the end of the year. And the idea behind that product is to remove and reduce plaque within the gums. You don't want to remove all the plaque. You need some degree of plaque, which is important. But what tends to happen is that if you have lots of plaque buildup within the oral cavity, basically what you have is different layers of microbes live in different layers of plaque. And as the plaque builds up, it becomes more and more anaerobic, and it invites in a higher biodiversity of microbes within that anaerobic plaque. And many of those microbes produce toxins, and they produce acid, they acidify, and they create caries, of course, at the one end. And then the other end, they actually drive massive amounts of systemic inflammation. Most of the benefits of brushing really come from the mechanical abrasion on the teeth, right? And the gums. It's not the toothpaste that's really doing much of anything. It's really the mechanical abrasion to break down those plaque layers. And the idea behind mechanical brushing is studies have shown that hand brushing reduces the plaque buildup by something like 20%, 25%. There's, of course, lots of human error in the process, too, of how well you actually do it. And when we think about kids, you know, how much attention they're actually paying to it, how often and how long do they brush when they do brush. And then the mechanical toothbrushes seem to reduce plaque buildup by like 60, 65%. That's why they are significantly better when it comes to oral cleanliness and hygiene. But at the end of the day, all of that benefit is really from breaking down and not allowing the plaque to build too much, because that becomes the massive amounts of biodiversity, often with microbes that aren't really good for your mouth and certainly for your systemic health. So BioFresh Clean, so this one is BioFresh, the technology. It's actually called BioFresh 4 Plus. The product is called Enzymatic Mouth Freshener. This is the first product, the one that eliminates the odor and reduces the noxious byproducts that are being produced. The second version will be BioFresh Clean, which is really one that's designed to reduce the amount of plaque as much as mechanical toothbrushing. We set out this like crazy idea a couple years ago. We said, you know, can we make brushing teeth obsolete? Right?
Wow.
Can we take the error-ness out of it? Can we make it takes up time. People don't like to do it necessarily. You know, kids, certainly it's a big pain in the butt to chase them around and brush their teeth morning and evening. Can we create something that actually makes it obsolete? And so this lozenge actually is, scrapes the gums, scrapes the tongue as you're consuming it. And then the active ingredients in there actually break down the level of plaque and then change the oral microbiome in a positive way. So that's coming out. That's BioFresh Clean. BioFresh 4 Plus is the first one that's coming out this week or next. You know, you mentioned the test about oral microbiome. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about why that's so important, right? Understanding what is living in your mouth and the relative abundances and all that become critically important, because the mouth is a fascinating place when you think about microbiology. It's relatively small when you compare it to GI tract, for example, right? But the mouth houses upwards of 20, 22% of all of the microbial diversity in the body, right? It's a crazy complex ecological environment. And the thing that's absolutely clear is that there's lots of genres or genuses of bacteria that predominate the mouth that drive disease, right? We've all heard about the correlation between the mouth and oral dysbiosis and things like Alzheimer's, so things like atherosclerosis, even very scary conditions like pancreatic cancers, colorectal cancers. Oral cancers, of course, are given considering where the microbes are, but even things like aspirated pneumonia, there's so many conditions that are driven by oral dysbiosis. Now, why is that? So there's really two or three major mechanisms. If you have oral dysbiosis, and it's hard to understand whether you do or not, unless you test to see what is dysbiotic in your mouth. But let's say you have high levels of Fusobacterium, for example. You can actually swallow Fusobacterium. And if your stomach is not adequate in producing HCl, that microbe is going to make its way through. It can actually get into the large bowel, as far as the large bowel, and see the development of colorectal cancer in the large bowel.
Holy right? Snacks.
Yeah, wow. It's crazy, right? And they can get through the GI tract into the small intestine, make its way into the mesenteric lymph nodes, where they can stimulate the development of things like lupus, systemic lupus. Right? These microbes can also enter into the bloodstream, because we know that there's ample blood supply in the gums. Everyone knows who gets any sort of bleeding when you floss and things like that. But that's an indication, early stage of gingivitis. And those pathogenic microbes will actually enter the bloodstream and can create, like, for example, Streptococcus can enter the bloodstream, colonize on the lining of your vessels, initiate an inflammatory plaquing process to drive atherosclerosis, right? So the same thing with Alzheimer's. These microbes can produce toxins like LPS. We talk about LPS a lot, that enters into circulation through the gums, which makes its way into the brain and initiates an inflammatory response in the brain, which can then create Alzheimer's. these microbes also just sitting on the gum tissue itself and the buccal tissue will initiate inflammatory responses at that site, which causes the immune system to come and respond to that area. And then you get something called the bystander effect, where the immune system is trying to attack the microbes in the buccal mucosa, and they will accidentally also start attacking your own tissues, your own gum tissues, and so on, creating an affinity for your immune system towards your own proteins. And then that can have a systemic impact as well, right? All of this driven by the certain types of microbes within your oral cavity. Now, there's lots of beneficial microbes as well. And if they're doing well, then they can outcompete some of these dysfunctional microbes. But all of the microbes, the good and bad, are negatively impacted by sugar. That's another thing to keep in mind, because when you eat sugar,
this is my tear.
Exactly. Well, here's the thing, right? So there's some researchers working on compounds that can inhibit the ability of oral microbes to metabolize sugar, right? Because that's where it all starts. So right. It starts with, you know, when we eat, our oral microbes eat first, right? They're the ones that are getting all of the exposure to the food particles first. We have food in the mouth, we're chewing it, we're masticating it, and it's sitting in the mouth for a little bit. Those microbes are getting access to it. If there's sugar in that food, the beneficial bacteria, what we would consider to be beneficial bacteria, start metabolizing the sugar and producing things like acid. And that acid actually supports the growth of organisms like P. gingivalis, which then start producing toxins that become problematic to not only your mouth, but of course, systemically as well. So the oral bacteria work in this sequence of events where certain microbes metabolize the primary sugars that are in the diet. They produce byproducts that actually support the next set of microbes. They produce byproducts that support the next, and so on, right? But they all live within this plaque that they continue to produce. So one of the thoughts that we had is, after a meal and you've exposed these microbes to sugars, if you pop in a BioFresh Clean, the second product that's coming out, that specifically breaks down the plaque and reduces that metabolic response, then it doesn't give the microbes as much chance to metabolize the sugars and other compounds in your diet to build and grow and build a plaque that eventually provides them the space and the environment to do all the metabolic activity, which produces toxins, inflammatory compounds, and so on, right? So it's almost equivalent to every time you eat, you go and you brush. However, it lasts longer than brushing because of the enzymatic and other activities that are present within the product itself. So there's some really exciting things coming along. Now let's talk for a moment about the role of the gut microbiome in all of this, right?
Hold on, Barb is saying, wait, so I can eat this and then have sugar? So wait a minute, Barb. Hey, Barb, I hope you're doing well. I love the way you're thinking, but it's not a permission. Right. Get out of jail free to go eat all that sugar. Haha, love you too. So, and remember, there are two products. The first one is primarily focused on change of the bacteria in your mouth and helping with oral halitosis and the odor producers. But remember, just like bloating is a symptom of SIBO, right? The root cause you want to get to. Here's something where it's going to help with the root cause of bad breath, but it also impacts other things. Then the next product, which will be at the beginning of the year, that is can I call it a biofilm breaker because it breaks up plaque?
It's really a plaque breaker. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Plaque breaker. How cool. Okay. Go ahead, Kieran.
Yeah. So, keep in mind, right? Of course, this isn't a pass to enjoy nothing but cupcakes and candy. Yeah. But the reality is almost everything you eat will have some degree of sugar in it, unless, of course, you're eating just pure unadulterated vegetables all day long with nothing else. But most of the things we consume will have some small degree of sugar, and that may be enough to drive dysfunction. Of course, the amount of sugar will be important. So the idea here is that to provide your mouth an opportunity to clean itself, if you will, in a way, without the really harmful impact of diet, right? You have to still watch your diet. You still have to do your oral hygiene routine. Those are all important things. But then let's talk about the connection to the gut microbiome, the tools that you already have. What seems really clear is when you have leaky gut and you have endotoxins leaking through in the gut into circulation, they will make their way into the mouth, into the soft tissues in the mouth. And when they're there, they will elicit an inflammatory response, which seems to be clear that that itself changes what the oral microbiome looks like. It actually increases the growth of opportunistic and unfavorable microbes in your mouth. So leakiness in the gut will drive dysbiosis in the mouth, mainly through LPS. And then there's a couple other mechanisms as well. So as we're talking about oral hygiene and we're talking about maintaining a healthy oral microbiota, which to me is likely one of the biggest dysfunctions in North America, as an example, that probably adds to disease risk, right? We're not paying enough attention to the oral microbiome because all of our current hygiene practices do nothing to really change the oral microbiome, right? What they do is they do a temporary reduction in the total number of bacteria and the plaquing, which is the brushing, but within a couple of hours, it all grows back in its same dysbiosis, right? And then of course, we're constantly masking odors and byproducts of these of the dysfunctional microbiome. So we do very little that actually makes a positive impact on, or change in the oral microbiome. And we know that a dysfunctional oral microbiome is associated with lots and lots and lots of chronic illnesses. So part of the driver of a dysfunctional oral microbiome is a dysfunctional gut microbiome. And that part is so important because if you don't fix that part, then as you try to work on your oral microbiome, you're continuously creating a driver to keep shifting the oral microbiome back to dysbiosis, right? So the megaspore, the mega pre, the mega IgG, the total gut restoration kit in general, which is really designed around, you know, rejuvenating the gut microbiome from in a stepwise manner, starting with the microbes themselves, changing what the microbiome looks like, where you're actually increasing diversity and increasing, what we call keystone species, right? Mm-hmm. And then you're reinforcing all of those changes with the mega pre. And then finally, you dismantled the box.
I did. My cats got into it. So if you see me reaching, by the way, that's George and Petunia. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Here's mega pre.
Mega pre, that's the second step. And then the very last step is mega mucosa, which is coming out in a capsule form. Capsule. As well.
Yeah. Is it already available in capsule?
It is. Yeah. I think it's already on our system. So you can have it, Siobhan. And that's for people that, you know, don't want to do a powder, don't want to do any flavor right. or any sweeteners.
The whole kit, if you're interested. And by the way, this is all explained on the microbiome. Microbiome Labs. I was going to call it Megaspore Labs. Microbiome Labs website about this whole kit. So, and now it's really nice because one of the ones that was in capsule is powder is now in capsule. So that's a really nice development, Kieran. Thank you. Yeah,
people were asking for a while. And so we got it. So now both powders, the Mega Pre and the Mega Mucosa, which were originally powders, you can still get the powder form. We're not discontinuing that. We just are making capsule options for those that really don't want to do the powder. But at the end of the day, what that does is it reforms your microbiome. It rebuilds the mucosal lining and the lining, intestinal epithelial lining as well. And it's all about stopping and reducing that leakiness in the gut and reducing that migration of endotoxins, which have, of course, lots and lots of benefits, but included in those benefits are benefits to the oral microbiome. Right? It's a source. Leaky gut is a known source now as a driver of oral dysfunction and oral dysbiosis. So becomes very important to stop that. And then, of course, reducing the things that really drive dysbiosis, things like smoking, sugary foods, sugary beverages, you know, lack of oral care in general, and then use of things like alcohol-based mouthwashes and all can be significantly not beneficial.
So we're going to, we have a shorter session with Kieran today. So I just wanted to say a couple of things and ask a couple of questions. I'm not going to be able to get to everybody's questions, but what about for pets? Is this new product coming out? Could the pets use it?
Yeah, pets can absolutely use it. There's nothing in there that is harmful to the pets in any way. So absolutely. I know I'll be given, my dogs are old. And their breath stinks. They've had to lose teeth and things like that. So You know, they'll be getting it for sure.
Lori G from your team is here and says she doesn't see mega mucosa caps on the site yet. So if they're not there yet, they're coming. And we certainly
very soon. Yeah.
I
think they're at the fulfillment house. They just have to be uploaded onto the website.
Okay.
Because I got a bottle of it just a couple of days ago. So
So Lisa's also asking, when will they be available? So here's the thing. I schedule these with Karen like a year in advance because he's so busy. And so when I heard that the dental products weren't quite, the first lozenge wasn't quite ready yet, I was like, screw it. I still want to do this because I don't want to wait a whole month. I don't want to have them sell out. You can't pre-order it. I know that's a pain in the booty. Today's July 25th, 2022. So give them a few days. They're expecting it in 48 hours or so. Mm-hmm. Listen, I've been talking to Kieran about this since like 2017. And then they were hoping to have it last year, but hello, supply chain, things happen. So keep checking back at the site and know that you can use the coupon NOBLOAT15 on your entire Microbiome Labs cart, and you can do multiple times. So it's not just a one and done. We don't always get that coupon. Kieran's so generous to us that we do have it now. We thank you for that. I think it's goes invalid like sometime the first week of August. So we'll give you as much time as possible, but know that that is something for you all to get your, sink your teeth into. Thank you, Siobhan Sarna. Oh, that was good. Okay. Dr. Al, can you stay on for a few minutes after Kieran leaves is my question, because I want to ask you a question about sinus stones and, or wait, tonsil stones. That's what they're called. With Megaspore, if you have SIBO or SIVO, can it cause die-off? The answer to that, because we've had this question before, is yes, very slowly.
Yeah.
And I guess, Kieran, it's enzymes that are in the new product.
Yeah.
Gobble stuff up.
Yep, that's the key. Yeah, the enzymes break down the noxious byproducts and not only cause odor, but these byproducts can also cause inflammation in the gums, which is really bad.
Really bad. Okay. I know Barb was just saying that a friend of hers just had a heart issue based on bacteria in the mouth. Yeah.
Yep.
And I can't, yeah.
Staph aureus, for example, can get into circulation, cause all kinds of inflammation in your endothelial lining, which is the inside lining of your vessels, which causes plaque and all kinds of issues. It's very clear that people with, you know, and depending on how dysfunctional your mouth is and how much work you've had done on your mouth, that's directly correlated with your risk for heart disease. And now here's the crazy thing. They can actually predict your risk for pancreatic cancer based on measuring your oral microbiome. It goes hand in hand. They can look at levels of microbes, certain types of microbes in your mouth, and they can predict your level of risk for pancreatic cancer. And it's actually being developed as an early stage biomarker, because often when pancreatic cancer is detected, it's too late, right? That's what got, for example, Steve Jobs. He had all the money in the world, all the access in the world, but it doesn't matter once it gets to a certain stage. You're not going to make it from it. But early detection of pancreatic cancer becomes really, really important. And the oral microbiome is one of the key ways of doing that, right? So it's absolutely not trivial at all of how impactful the oral microbiome is. Get it tested is also an awesome option, which I think everyone should. You should have an understanding of what's living in and on your body, if you can, as much as you can, right? And then don't forget to fix the gut, because a dysfunctional gut drives oral dysbiosis.
Right. Kieran, I will call you later. Thank you so much. This was a fast one, but I really appreciate you. Love you so much. Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Cheers.
Bye-bye.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye. So I'm going to stay on with you and ask Dr. Al. Yeah, Dr. Al Dannenberg is a surprise guest. We love having him here. And I wanted to ask him a couple of questions. He pops in for my dental summits and things like that. And he has a phenomenal recovery story. He's just in chat. But Al, can you address tonsil stones? What are those? And what are those? And are they, is it due to the oral microbiome? Okay, so listen to me about this, guys. Thank you all so much for being here. So Bristol is the company that is out of California with a new development in oral microbiome testing. Now, I'm not going to say that it is the test that will predict whether or not you get pancreatic cancer. So that's off the table, okay? However, it will tell you what kind of oral microbiome you have. It looks like this. This is the box. Big into boxes today, apparently. And you spit into a tube, you send it off, you get your results online. There's a portal. And you, with those results, you actually can get a, I'm going to say included in the price versus the word free, because it's included in the price, a consult with a, with their dental hygienist who's trained in this type of information and to make suggestions for your oral health care. Now, we just did a webinar with them last week and it was phenomenal. And Shivam, S-H-I-V-A-M, not Shivan, S-H-I-V-A-N, brother from another mother, apparently. My new friend is actually here. So hi, Shivam, it's good to have you. And Danny is the co-founder, and I did this webinar last week. They also have a special price for us. This is just, I didn't really plan this. This is just the way kismet and the way good karma has come together. And so I, having Clarissa put the link for Bristol, that's the name of that test, in the chat. Wendy, I'm so glad you got it. Yeah. When you order with the code Shivan, you get 15% off. So it drops the price to around 101. It's like 100 and it's around $110. I think it's less than that. And you still get that consult. And so I just wanted to encourage you. I feel like the stars have aligned. There's a reason you're here. You make your own luck. Thank you for showing up. And if you're watching the replay, more power to you. Thank you for doing that. Just play it in the background like a podcast, guys. So I would check into that. I've done it. I'm so glad I did. And then I can't wait to get you that product that Kieran has coming out, products. And then I asked Kieran if it was okay to actually like rinse my mouth with an open capsule of Megaspore. And he's like, absolutely. And remember, you have to take care of your gut. Okay. So a lot of people here have SIBO. A lot of people have gut dysbiosis. I understand. And maybe you've done the stool test from Kieran from Microbiome Labs, which you also would get the 15% off on at his site, which are, I know Clarissa's been putting in there, use NoBloat15 for that. So we're kind of taking care of you. Now you have to understand why I'm doing this. My father, who is Indian, I was born, let me just say, I was born when he was almost 70. I was a surprise. He had, he passed at 82 and he had all of his teeth in his head when he passed of basically old age, right? And he used this very specific Indian tooth powder that was like super nasty as a kid. And I never forgot that because my mother, who was much younger than my father, she passed at 70 and she had dentures because in her 60s, she had to get dentures and she must've had a microbiome in her mouth that wasn't strong because I remember they used to say that the dentist told her she was pregnant before the gynecologist did because her teeth, her gums were in such bad shape. And the dentist said to her, oh, you're pregnant. And she was like, what? I got tested, but I don't even know the results yet. He's like, trust me, you are. So mom did not have the same strength of oral microbiome. Now mom used traditional American products in her mouth. And I'm just, you know, putting things together. I also remember that when my mother had lymphoma, also in her 60s, she was also had a very, very severe gum infection. And that's actually what prompted her to have to get dentures. And I remember that this is back in the 90s, the cancer doctor said to her, we, as well as the dentist, nothing can be done to really like move you forward. This is traditional, by the way, not like holistic, but this was the right answer. Nothing can really be done until we clear your dental problems. And so now keep in mind, my mother was a glamour puss, okay? My mother was astonishing. There was just some freaking bacteria in there that was doing her wrong. It's not like she didn't brush her teeth. Of course she did. I mean, she was in Life magazine. She was like, you know, I have pictures with her and my father with Indira Gandhi. I mean, these were like, you know, larger than life parents. A big deal, right? These not, my mother was not like marginalized or, you know, somebody who wasn't taking good care of herself, as I guess I'll just leave it at that. So it can happen to anyone. And I want to make sure it doesn't happen to you. And I want to make sure you have the proper information, and you're so highly motivated to be here. And I appreciate you. So it's very hard for me to talk about it. So sorry if I'm rambling, I will move on. We will be sending out a replay of this so you all can watch it, what Kieran said. And we will send you out an email reminder with the coupon and everything. But we do not have the dental lozenge product available yet. Today's July 25th. My mother's birthday, by the way, is tomorrow. I think that's very nice, kismet. And I always commemorate her at this time of year. And we will also send out a really quick little like, hey, the lozenges are available at Microbiome Labs now, 1, 2, 3, go. So as soon as I find out, I'm going to send out some crazy short email that says, hey, here's the new product. Here's the coupon code, go. So be sure to answer those emails for me. Okay. I don't have the staff to do show notes. I wish I could. If you want to do a transcript, you can throw it into Otter, which is a free app. For our master classes, we always have professional transcription because people pay for those, and they are highly sometimes technical, but I can't afford to do show notes for the webinars, but I appreciate it. I used to, and it was just like, ay-yi-yi. I do a lot of them and it was just too much, but I understand that. And so that's why you literally can get the free app Otter and AI takes care of it. And I never thought I'd be saying that, but it does work. Okay. I wanted to, Amy, sinuses, let me ask you, Al, let me finish that thought with you, Al. What were you saying? You got to bring Dr. Al via voice. He's answering privately to panelists, not to everyone. Okay. Hey, Al, hang on. Al, can you turn on your mic? Oh. Dr. Dannenberg, hold on. Here you are. Allowed to talk. You don't have to turn on your camera. I have no idea what state you're in. I know you weren't expecting this. What was the app? It's called Otter. Al, can you turn on your mic? Hello? Hello. Talking permitted. More. Hello. I can promote you to a panelist, Al. Look at your pretty picture. Are you there, Al? Okay. Al, are you there?
There we go.
What a treat. It's so good to see you.
How are you?
And you're camera ready, my friend.
Oh my God, I'm always camera ready. I just had to fix my face with CoverGirl and I'm good to go.
Exactly. This is Dr. Al Dannenberg. He is a cancer survivor. He is a dentist, a very, very special man, well-respected within this health space and with fellow biological dentists. And he pops in periodically and unannounced into our oral microbiome webinars. And we love having you here, Al. So talk to us about the topic. What was I asking you about? I was asking you about tonsil stones. What are those? I've seen pictures. They're freaky looking.
Yeah. Uh-oh,
you froze out.
Yeah, so they're little calcifications, almost like around the teeth.
Oh, okay.
So it's really deposit. They're little folds in the tonsils. Mm-hmm. It's deposits of microbes in the mouth, decaying food particles and a variety of things. But it's interesting, just like tartar in the mouth, it may be very well related to the foods that you eat, like foods that are high in oxalates, which are not very healthy, and also calcium, which obviously is very healthy, but the calcium isn't being moved from its sources in the bone structure, moved into soft tissues, because it is possible that an individual is deficient in vitamin K2. Vitamin K2 is in butter and a few other animal fats, but also Microbiome Labs makes a product, as you know, called what I use is Myomax, which is pure vitamin K2. I think one capsule is 300 micrograms, and that's plenty. And the interesting thing about vitamin K2 is that you can't overdose on vitamin K2. Oh, your body uses what it needs and it gets rid of it. There is no harmful dose that I have been aware of. At least the literature doesn't say that. So vitamin K2 is a critical element in calcium metabolism, especially if you're taking vitamin D3.
Right.
If you're taking vitamin D3 because you're not getting in the sun much, and you're not taking an adequate amount or ingesting an adequate amount of vitamin K2, you can develop calcium deposits along arterial walls, creating atherosclerosis. So vitamin K2 is very critical. And some of it is possible that it's causing the calcifications in the tonsillar folds. And if you had good oral hygiene, you could gargle and had an adequate amount of vitamin K2, maybe those stones wouldn't form. They are not harmful, except that they're annoying and they can actually be removed manually. If you had a picture of it, it just looks like a little white stone that is in the tonsil area. You can literally pop it out or have a dentist pop it out if you're afraid or something like that. But that's what calcium or tonsil or stones or sialylis are actually visible in that tonsillar area.
Really interesting. So yeah. It's all connected, right?
Everything.
Your tonsil, your oral, your gut.
And I wanted to just make a reference that Karan was just mentioning. The oral microbiome is absolutely affected by the gut microbiome. You and I have had a discussion, you know, on some of the other webinars. That is critical. You must correct gut dysbiosis to get good oral health concurrently. And I love the idea of the new products that Karan is talking about. He hasn't discussed them with me. I'm going to have to beat him up.
Oh, well, yes, you are. I've been hounding him, man. I've like literally, you should see my text to him. Like I've probably texted him 20 times about this product because I'm so excited about it. So yeah, you can through proxy be bugging him through me.
Yeah, I know how to get to him.
I know. Oh, no. I know you do. I know you do. You two knew each other before. I knew either one of you probably. Hey, listen, I just got an email from someone saying that the coupon says it expires 7/6 in one of the emails I sent. We're understaffed right now, so there have been a few typos, which makes me crazy, but we're all doing our best. And it actually expires, I think it's like August 3rd or 4th. So I'll go find that typo. I'm not going to send an oops email. Just get in there. It works. And we'll just make sure the other emails are right. So Al, I need to go, but I love you so much. And I thank you so much.
Thanks for the small opportunity, but I love the webinar. I love the stuff that you do, Siobhan. You know that, right?
Well, I really appreciate you showing up. It means so much to me. You know, I'm a big fan of yours too.
Good luck. Take care. Thanks.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye. Bye. So Dr. Al Dannenberg, find him online. He's got a great website, you guys, and lots of really original information about his own personal journey and about a lot more than just dentistry. But anyway, keep on keeping on, Al.
I will.
Okay. Take care.
Good.
All right. Bye-bye. So thank you all so much for coming. What a treat to have Kieran and Al, Dr. Dannenberg here. Here are the links to grab. And it was quick today. You know, I usually have Kieran for an hour, but he had a conflict and I was like, well, we can't cancel, whatever we do. So if you do get a bristle test, guys and gals, I, in the middle of that webinar, if you watch it, decided to throw in Barbara Tritz's masterclass and Q&A that was previously recorded. It's $59 usually, and it is Hearts and Minds and Mouths, Defeating Dental Disease, the Biological Way with Barbara Tritz. You get instant access. It's fascinating. It's fascinating. Let me just say, if you have kids, if you have teeth, if you want to keep your teeth, watch that webinar. It was so good. And I don't always say that the Q&A is like as good as the masterclass unless you're there. But that particular Q&A that followed the masterclass was one of those outstanding ones that like I keep thinking about. So just to pull it all together for you, we have a new product coming in, Kieran does, from Microbiome Labs to help you with your oral microbiome. There are two. The first one's coming out in the next couple of days. The next one is first of the year. Lori from Microbiome Labs. Hi, Lori is here. And she is saying that Microbiome Labs is coming out with vitamin D and K2. That's cool. Thank you for that. I love that you're here. And then get your bristle test. Use the coupon Siobhan for this one. And if you do, you're also, so it's about 100 and like with the coupon, it's under $110. The test that comes with a consult with a dental hygienist that's on staff at Bristol, and you get the $59 masterclass. So that's a steal of a deal. That's also a limited time. And then you get the 15% off if you decide to go for Microbiome Labs. I know it's inconvenient because the product's not there yet, depending on what day you're listening to this, but it is coming. So go get your Megaspore and your other goodies, because they've had some products, some lags with fulfillment, meaning that not everything was in stock, but I believe almost everything is in stock right now. Okay, so thanks, Clarissa. I appreciate it. I hope you all have been able to grab those links. And if you get an email that says the coupon at Microbiome Labs expires 7/6, you don't need to email me. I gotcha. Thank you. I know. And thank you to the one person who did just email me. We'll make sure in the other emails it's right. Okay. Thanks, you guys. Oh, Nanette. Oh, sweet. And my mom's name was Annetta. Nanette. Thanks, Lori and Davey and Barb and Nula and Ralph and Wanda. Cool. And there's another dentist that was here. I'm so, Michelle, thank you for being here. I really, really appreciate it. And Amy, gang's all here. Okay. All right. This just makes my day. It's great to see you all. Thank you so much for being here. And Tia Trevisano, I saw that you posted that. Clarissa, thank you. Hang on. Tia Trevisano is doing another masterclass, Unlock the Gateway to Vitality, Healthy Mouth, Healthy Body, Healthy Mind with Dr. Tia Trevisano. She is doing that on July 30th. Now, she is the naturopath and acupuncturist who works with Dr. Jerry Curatola in on Long Island. And if you watched the Dental Health Connection Summit that I did last year, you met her. She's lovely. She's amazing. And that's also an excellent masterclass. I just haven't started talking about it that much yet. And will I be doing masterclasses at this rate for the rest of my life? The answer to that is no. But I'm doing them now, and I'm doing the webinars at a really fast rate right now because I feel an urgency to get this information out to people as soon as possible. I don't want a day to go by where you don't have the kind of support and microbiomes that you so richly deserve. And we're living in a world that is amazing and full of hope and possibilities, and that struggles with a lot of things at the same time, to be a realist, but you have a lot more control than you know. And this is the information I wish my parents had had. And this is the information I wish I had had growing up when my mother, you know, got me my amalgam fillings and la, la, la. And when I even like 2-3 years ago had my root canal removed, thinking I was doing so great. Good for you, Siobhan. You're so biological. I had it removed and the guy who did it didn't do it right. And I got a cavitation. And I've had to have it redone. And now I'm getting my zirconia implant and blah, 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 blah. So I want to make sure you don't go through any of that, or at least we mitigate any aggravation and damages, ultimately to save your health, your time, your energy, your money. Hey, who knows, maybe even your life. So certainly your lifestyle. I wish you all the best. Thank you so much, Barb. It's good to see you. I haven't seen you in a while, or see you virtually. Aw, amen, Yolanda, right? Yolanda. Okay. I'm going to wrap. Mwah. When is the Bristol coupon good until? What's the date today? Siobhan, do you remember? Are you still here? What's the date today? It's the 25th. It does expire. It does expire. Hey, Angela, the coupon, it's in the emails, you guys. I'm afraid of saying something wrong, honestly. It's the first week of August, the coupon for Microbiome Labs expires. The August 3rd, thank you, Clarissa. See, she could tell my brain was hurting. And then the coupon for Bristol, I think it's lasting a little bit longer. So just check it out. Check it out. Okay. All right. Take care, everybody. I'll talk to you later. Thank you. Yes, you will be getting it, Tanya, as a recording. Absolutely. All right. I hate to go, but I have to. Okay. Bye. Thanks.